Welcome to YFC for Parents, a weekly radio broadcast for parents of teenagers. Youth for Christ is committed to helping parents effectively raise their teens in today's challenging world. Now, here's your host, Kaylee Akina.
Aloha, welcome to YFC for Parents. You know, one of the things that we've got to do today is get our kids ready for the future. And, one easy way would be to bequeath them perhaps $10 million when they leave our home. But we're not all in that position, and that might not even be the best thing. But one thing for sure we can do, along with giving them an education, is helping them learn how to put their best foot forward. And to that end today, I've asked an expert to come and join us today, a delightful lady that my wife and I have been getting to know, and I want you to know who she is. She's one of Hawaii's leading business ladies today. She has been the recipient of awards from the YWCA and sits on numerous boards and charities here in the state. In addition to that, her company is one of the leading competitors in the very competitive field of job placement, both for those who need jobs to start a career, those returning to the workforce, as well as executive positions. And she is the president CEO of Alston Staff Services and a host of other brands related to that. But this lady is here today to help you equip your children on how to put their best foot forward. So please welcome to the program with me today, Signe Godfrey. Signe, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kelly E. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You know, in today's market, I don't know whether I'll have a job tomorrow. so maybe I need a little bit of your advice. So what are you seeing just in generally in the market? People are now having to pay a lot of attention to putting their best foot forward.
Yes, they do. Much more than before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people are paying more attention to that.
And it's not just young people, is it, too? I'm sure that there may be even some of our parents and adults listening to the program here who are saying, well, you know, my kid, actually, it's me I need the job help for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a lot of people returning to the market?
Well, you know, when the downturn came, a lot of people who had jobs for many years have been laid off, and they're not used to going out and looking for jobs as, you know, some of the newer workforce.
Now, that's an interesting problem, because you'd think somebody who's been working for 10, 15, 20 years would not have any problem going out and finding a comparable position. But I know we were talking just before this. That's not that easy.
No, it isn't, because there aren't many jobs available, and so the companies are choosing people who are putting their best foot forward.
Now, I remember growing up, I was always told you only get one chance to make a first impression. And, you know, we tend to poo-poo that and say people are more substantive than first impressions. But but do you think we need to go back and pay a little bit of more attention to that?
We do. And one of the first things that we notice is the younger generation are not as dressed properly or appropriately as they could be. But then we also did a survey with our customers and found that many of the dress codes that they have today are not requiring a really more formal dress code. You know, many don't require nylons for women or closed-toe shoes as they used to. Or for men, they still need the aloha shirts and slacks and shoes. But
now that's an interesting thing, because I think you're right. Today, many positions don't require, especially in Hawaii, where we're much more relaxed. Many positions don't require particulars in dress code.
Right.
But do you think it's a good idea to shoot for a higher standard when you're trying to get a job?
Well, at least don't come in with t-shirts and tank tops and slippers and shorts. You know, that's what we've been seeing, and people don't seem to understand that.
Well, that's
because a little bit more protocol.
How about that? So don't just go for a day of beach and surfing, and then at 3:30 p.m. hop on the bus and
go for an interview. Yeah.
Do you think that the relaxed environment in Hawaii puts us at a disadvantage in competing?
No, actually, it's on the mainland too.
Yeah,
it's a nationwide sort of dress code.
Well, I know that one of your concerns with our culture today, young people especially, is the ability to be polite, the ability to practice what Emily Post meant for so many of us growing up, etiquette. And I think you're actually doing some research and writing on that right now.
Yes, we are. Yeah, because what we notice is that a lot of people, I will say not only the young, do not know how to greet or introduce themselves or greet people. They really struggle with that. And one of the things that I'd like to mention here is when people arrive for appointments, arriving any earlier than 10 minutes. Because any earlier than that is almost disrespectful, because what you're doing is putting pressure on the interviewer who's going to be talking with you.
Interesting. So obviously, don't come late, but don't come too early.
Don't come too early,
There's a certain window that shows you have a certain measure of respect and so forth. What do you think has happened to respect today in terms of the words we use, the way we treat others, and so forth?
Well, what we have noticed is a lot of people are, you know, self-centered. They're more interested in talking about themselves versus talking with the person that they're with during an interview. And we suggest that they be other-centered. In other words, not only talking about yourself, but find out who the other person is and find out more about where you could fit in versus, you know, this is what I can do for you.
So it's not merely learning how to put on a good interview, learning how to perform in that moment.
Right.
It sounds that people need to learn the very basics of social engagement with each other.
Yes, yes.
Where do you think the best place to learn that is?
Well,
Alston Staffing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Business Skills Academy is what we've been working with. I started the school because at one point about 2 years ago, when the workforce shortage was in our state more heavily than others, we found it difficult to find people to work. So although high school and college students were coming into the workforce, they didn't have basic etiquette skills. Yes. And so I decided that I could teach people.
Well, that's been a remarkable accomplishment, the Academy, and hopefully we can learn a little bit more about that. Do you mind if I pick your brain when we come back after a short break?
Okay.
And ask you what the seven keys are to putting your best foot forward. You wrote an article on that, and that was one of my first opportunities to learn what you had to offer. Today, my guest is Signe Godfrey, the president of Alston Staff Services. She's going to help you equip your kids and how to put their best foot forward. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. This is Kaylee Akina. I'm delighted today to have in studio with me Signe Godfrey, the head of Alston Staffing Services, who has done such remarkable things in helping thousands and thousands of young and old people alike find positions, and not only match them with the available positions, but Signe has done some remarkable work through her academy in teaching people how to learn business skills. So Signe, I'm so glad you're with us. Now, Signe, you have a signature 7 things that will actually help someone make a good first impression.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And you know, these are very simple. They're the kinds of things that everyone in the business world used to know. I'm so glad you put them all in one place. Let me just first, before we begin, ask you, why is it important to make a good impression, especially a first impression?
Well, you know, I quote this thing. It's the first 3 tens, they call it.
Okay.
You have 10 seconds to have a positive impression upon the person you're speaking to. If you don't make a first positive impression, then you have 1/10 of a second to make a positive with them. Sorry, let's start again. 1/10 of a second to make a positive first impression.
Wow.
You have 10 seconds if you don't to redo that first impression.
All right.
If it's not positive. Mm-hmm. And then you have 10 minutes. If you don't make the first two, you make the first two negative, you have 10 minutes to redo those two.
Wow.
So
you've got about 11 minutes.
Yeah, basically. But, you know, it's easier if you do make an impression, because then it goes positive.
Well,
through.
But I am so glad for the forgiveness in that second 10 minutes, because I've had to do that. I've had to rework it all the time. But I think one of the things that you tell us is that an important part of making that great first impression is to show that you're other-centered. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, what I mean by other-centered is that you're not only speaking about yourself, and that you are showing, you know, because companies are looking for team players, and so when you have somebody who's willing to help the team, that makes you more productive in the sense of being a company team player.
You know, today a lot of young people are kind of admire the prima donnas they see on TV, Dancing with the Stars, and so forth, and think that getting a job or a career is going to be like that, that you it's all about you and the things you can get and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a disconnect between what it takes to make a real good first impression reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think people, if they only understand that it's not just about them, it is about how others play a role in what you do.
Well, how do you, in the interview, for example, or when you come in the door for the first time, how do you show the one interviewing you that you're not just self-absorbed? What are some of the things you could ask or say?
Well, one of the things is if you could look at it as if you're getting to know a friend, you may ask the interviewer questions yourself. You know, how are you? You know, and ask questions about the company so that you understand how you could be a part of it.
All right. Well,
it's not only them asking you questions, but you can ask them questions.
Mm-hmm.
And by not asking, then you're not actually showing enough confidence, and you're not showing that you care about other people and how it is for them.
So show an interest in the company itself.
Right, exactly.
As well as the person interviewing
you. And understand that who you're working, you know, going to be speaking with.
Well, how about that? Now, the second thing that you've put down is to show good listening skills. And that's interesting, because we often think of the interview as where the interviewee goes in to talk, and the interviewer, the one behind the desk, is the listener. But you say that the one going in for the job needs to show that he or she is a good listener.
Too, yes. And so one of the things that I talk about is maintaining eye contact.
Okay.
Because you're actually listening to that person. And there are people who look down, look around, and refuse to make eye contact. And probably the reason they're doing that is because they're scared, they're not confident. But that's the only way that you can show who you are, by maintaining that eye contact. So that's very important.
That's an interesting a problem, because I would imagine somebody who's looking up and down and all over the place probably doesn't know that he or she's doing that.
Yeah.
So how do you help that person learn about how to maintain proper
practice.
Eye contact? Practice.
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 Practice with your friends. Practice with your parents. Practice.
Well, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So somebody could actually look for that and say, you know, oh, maintain your eye contact. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And it does take practice because it's scary, uh-huh. You know, especially when you're new at interviewing. Looking at a person, you know, people say, well, how they feel like they're staring, but really it isn't. Mm-hmm. You're maintaining your contact because you want to show that you care and you're interested in what they're saying.
Very good. Well, these are excellent points so far. Show that you're other oriented. Number mm-hmm. two, show good listening skills. Mm-hmm. Now, I like this third one, Signe. see, I used it right there.
Yes.
Mentioned the other person's name frequently.
Yes. So you would say their name, Mr. Jones uh-huh. or Mrs. Smith, and thank you, Mrs. Smith. And, you know, so when they ask you a question, you can thank them for it and show that you remember their name.
Now, you said Mr. Jones or Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
Now, is that important today to know the appropriate title of the person to whom you're speaking rather than just uncle
or auntie? It is. It is very important to know the name. And just say Mr. or Mrs. I wouldn't say, you know, President.
And by the way, what do you assume about Ms. or Mrs.? What would be the appropriate thing to do if you didn't know? If you just had a woman's name, Virginia Smith, on the label there, mm-hmm. how would you address that person if you are the younger one or the one seeking a job?
Ms.
Ms. Okay, yeah. So default to the Ms.
Yeah, Ms.
Unless
good.
You're told otherwise.
Right.
Well, these are all very good, and I know you've got four more coming up, so don't go away. Okay. Will you be back right after this break?
Thank you.
Yes. Great.
Okay.
My guest today is Signe Godfrey, and I hope you're taking in all of the practical advice that she is giving. We do need to equip our children and people we care about in ways of putting their best foot forward, in ways of getting a good job and so forth. And if you'd like a copy of today's broadcast, you can get one free of charge by going to our website, yfcforparents.org. That's yfcforparents.org. And this, of course, is also podcast all over. We'll be right back with Signe Godfrey, putting your best foot forward right after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. This is Kaylee Akina. Today we're talking about putting your best foot forward. My guest is truly an expert in that field. She's helped tens of thousands of people to put their best feet forward, I would say, and get great positions and careers. She is the president and owner of Olston Staffing Service, and in that capacity has done so many things to help people get ready for work. Now, Signe Godfrey is with me in the studio, and she has gone over the first 4 of 7 steps in making a good first impression. Number 1, show that you're other-centered. Number 2, show good listening skills. Number 3, mention the person's name frequently. And now, we're going to go into the fourth one now, Signe. Tell me about this one. Be careful with humor. And I have to listen really carefully on this one.
Well, humor is, humor can hurt. Because if you're not careful how you're saying it and what you're talking about, it could be the person that you're delivering it to, it could be an issue for them. So you really have to be very careful about humor. Yeah, mm-hmm. It could be sarcastic humor. It could be...
Ooh, sarcasm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it has an edge to it or some bias.
A bias.
Yeah.
Anything to do with any kind of people group and so forth
right.
could be devastating.
It could be. So it's good to use, but you have to be very careful about that.
Be careful. So be good natured in it, and
exactly,
you know, don't overdo it, yeah, and so forth. But how about no humor at all? You don't smile. You don't laugh. You take it seriously. What happens there?
Yeah. Well, you do want to show that you have a sense of humor, which is better than giving jokes or, you know, talking, sure, about other people. Mm-hmm. So there's this fine line between having a sense of humor versus telling jokes or having good humor.
Very good. So, and I imagine, Signe, this is developed simply by lots of practice and natural conversation.
I think for young talk. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt,
please,
you. But for young people, observing how adults speak to other people, social skills, you know, looking at how your parents, mm-hmm, or how other adults work, talk to each other. I don't know if you want to quote the politicians, but sometimes in the paper they can get pretty nasty. But
sure,
you know, it's just the social skills and watch and observe other adults and how they handle themselves.
You know what I'd imagine is a great, great opportunity for parents to use would be the dinner table, or would,
right,
be when you bring guests over. At least,
yes,
part of the time, have your children sit and carry on some conversation,
right,
that includes them.
Right.
Well, very good. Now, you move on from number four, be careful with humor, to number five, don't insist that you're right.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to generalize, uh-huh, but when you're young, you tend to look at life sort of in a black and white view.
Right.
So black and white also means that you're either right or wrong. And as you grow older, you learn that not everything is right or wrong or black and white. And so to defend an issue, say for example, means that you're not willing to compromise, negotiate, mm, or even accept what you can't change.
Mm.
So the rigidity of your thinking can affect how the interviewer will look at you and know that could be a problem for their company, mm, if you're not willing or always proving that you're right. Because then you become a problem employee,
mm,
that you can't be talked to or spoken to or, you know, see the point of view of the company versus,
right,
your point of view.
You know what you've just said, Signe, is such wisdom, because oftentimes we do prize the ability to fight for an ideal. Or,
yes,
or the strength of our convictions,
yes,
so forth. And,
yeah,
and what you're saying is you've got to be able to show the employer that you're able to represent the company, that,
yes,
you're able to receive advice and so forth.
Right.
I think that's especially important to young people of faith who, mm-hmm, may have a very strong idealistic, mm-hmm, belief. And yet we live in a pluralistic world where we need to care for and serve and work with people of,
yes,
many backgrounds.
Yes, that's for sure. You know, I understand having ideals, mm-hmm, and fighting for what you believe in, and that's different when it's outside of the company.
Very good.
See, when you're within the company, you have to understand the protocol there is different, and you can't bring your ideals outside, mm-hmm, into the company.
In fact, there is, to some extent, an importance to wait until we've earned that right.
Exactly.
After we've achieved something in our,
yeah,
career, to be able to speak from our platform.
Right.
But when we go into a job, it's a job that somebody's hiring us to do.
Right.
Well, very good. Now for the sixth clue here, or piece of advice on how to put your best foot forward,
mm-hmm,
you've said that, very simply, appearance counts.
It does. So I think we might have mentioned this earlier, but, you know, wearing shorts and T-shirts and slippers to an interview is not appropriate attire. That goes for men and women. And we've seen them come into our office dressed that way, mm-hmm, thinking that that's an okay, appropriate attire to come in with.
Right.
So it makes it a little harder, mm-hmm, for us to consider them for a position. So, you know, understanding what is appropriate, and I think to some degree parents have to help their
right
children.
Well,
yeah,
people have to be given
show
the
them
feedback to know
right
what kind of grooming is appropriate.
Right.
And finally, number seven, watch your words and how you say them.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, there's a lot that you can pick up when someone is saying something. Mm-hmm. It could have an edge to it, or it could have confidence in it. It could have insecurity in it. Mm-hmm. And the choice of words. And I'm sorry, but you know, I know we live in a state where we speak pidgin, but it is not always appropriate, and especially in an interview. Speaking pidgin is very hard for a company to, especially when you're working with customers, to have them understand you.
Sure.
So we have to be very careful how we say it, what we say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, and that's good advice too. Sometimes people don't want to give that advice, but I think that's what really helps in the long run. Signe, before we close here, any last piece of advice that may be on your heart that you would give to a young person who wants to get that job, who wants the edge when in the interview?
Show that you're willing to do whatever it takes to do the job.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Willingness.
Willingness.
In other words, don't walk in there with your demands and don't walk in there with your limitations, but show I'm willing to do this.
I'm willing. I'm flexible. I'm willing to get paid a certain amount, and I'm willing to be whatever it needs to be done.
Well, that's a terrific piece of advice, and we'll close with that word, to make the best first impression, show that you're willing. My guest today has been Signe Godfrey, the owner and president of Olston Staffing Services, and a terrific member of our community who's investing back into people. Signe, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kelly. It's been fun.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. It's been fun for me, too.
Okay.
We'll be back again next week with YFC for Parents. Aloha.
You've been listening to Kele'i Akina, Executive Director of Youth for Christ Hawaii. If today's program has been helpful to you, we invite you to join the family of YFC supporters. In gratitude for your contribution of $25 or more, we'll send you a free copy of YFC's new book, Life Coach Your Teens, by Roger Cross. Visit our website at yfcforparents.org. YFC for Parents airs on AM 760 KGU every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For program information, visit our website at yfcforparents.org or call 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Until next time, aloha.